Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Newsom is deploying more CHP officers to Oakland to help with the crime rates there. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, is this going to help, and for how long?
Oh, it's going to help. It's going to help. We're talking about 120 additional CHP officers coming into Oakland and the area around Oakland. That's, you know, the equivalent of adding like a small town police department to it. Will it be effective? Yes, because they have proven effective in the past, both in Alameda County and in San Francisco, where the CHP there, he sent 80 officers in there to help with the drug enforcement and other rules, and they've accounted for lots of arrests in East Bay when he was sent them out earlier. They were able to arrest and recover stolen vehicles left and right, and the cops there are really happy to see him, and I think the public is too. But, you know, Gavin Newsom's got to do something about Oakland because it's becoming a national story.
Phil, first of all, what's the timeline for this? And then second, let's talk about the political implications, if you will, how the gubernatorial and the national election or politics are playing into all of this.
Well, it's unclear now exactly when the officers are going to arrive, but they're going to be coming very soon. How long they stay depends, I think, on part on how things turn out. One of the key differences between the CHP and the local police, and this is a big one, is Oakland's local police, they have to follow rules that are set up by the Oakland Police Commission. And one of those rules, for example, is if somebody makes a getaway in the car, they're not to pursue it. If it, you know, CHP isn't bound for that. They say, if you steal a car, we see your plate, we can go after you. That's led to a lot more arrests, and that's something that the Oakland Police Department really likes, is because they can send the CHP out after somebody. Now, as far as the reason behind this, the governor is pretty clear. Crime rates in California are going down. Even in San Francisco, which was getting a lot of national, international attention for crime, it's gone down. Oakland, however, is seeing the opposite. It's going up. And the mayor says that this is going to be a real game changer. That remains to be seen. But the fact is that nationally, and it, when Gavin goes out there, you know, when you say crime these days, you know, with the In-N-Out Burger, even Denny's closing, it is the new Compton of California. It is the place that people point to. And in a national election, Gavin is very sensitive to the idea of how Democratic law enforcement looks to the red states, and he doesn't want to be a state that they're pointing the finger at, saying, well, it's not working in California. There's your blue dream. Look what it's led to. So he's very cognizant of that. The administration's cognizant of that, and he's going to try to clean it up.
Phil, the reason I asked you for how long is, based on my experience, back in East St. Louis in the 80s, the state police back there offered a pilot program for about 16 troopers to help out with local law enforcement. It is now 2024, and they've changed the name of this program several times, but they're still there.
Well, they're going to, CHP is going to be in San Francisco, and it's going to be in Oakland from now until then. You're right. We have retail task forces. We changed the name, retail theft task forces. We have crime crackdowns. The fact is that they're prevalent. And I think that with the departments depleted, we're seeing more and more of them used as filler, or in the case of Oakland, as, you know, absolute support to try to get it done. I don't expect them to be leaving anytime soon. The size will probably fluctuate, come and go. But the problems, until that problem turns around, he's got to do something about it because, you know, like I said, it's, you saw it in East St. Louis. I think that they, has it gotten better there?
Crime was down a bit last year, but so was the population, so it's hard to tell.
And, you know, and that's the part of it with crime stats, too. We have them constantly going up and then going down, but they're still way up from where they were a while ago. And right now, like I said, as the business is closing and things like that, it's critical in Oakland. We'll see exactly where it goes. But, yes, the CHP is back. And, they, by the way, they also ticket for speeding and other crimes. So keep your eyes out.
Oh, yeah, there's that part. Okay, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.